This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas has not issued any licenses to grow medical marijuana, but that's not stopping some patients. Thursday, the state Supreme Court took up the case of a lawsuit questioning the selection process on procedural reasons, which put the state program on hold since March. In the second of a two-part report on those waiting for the program to get rolling, Bobby Ampasson with Arkansas Public Media says some patients who would use marijuana for relief already are.
Matter of fact, it's time for me one now. I ain't had one all day.
In Pine Bluff, an Army veteran of three wars sits at a table in his garage, the centerpiece of which is a decorative tin filled with marijuana cigarettes.
Now I'm good.
I visited Lavon Lee a while back. His last tour in Iraq a decade ago ended with a truck accident following an explosion. He had surgery on his knees, and his doctor prescribed pain pills.
I took about 14 different kinds of pills a day. But I was looking like a zombie slobbering out the side of my mouth.
When he wasn't slobbering, he was doleful. And his wife finally said, enough.
Then I went left and went up to, because I had got to the point that I didn't want to even live anymore, you know. Those pills had me feeling that way.
I don't want to live.
Lee will qualify for medical marijuana when it's available, but it's not stopping him now. In the last year, I've met a lot of people who use marijuana as a therapy, even as a cure. Jack Cross in Eureka Springs is one. He says cannabis and Jesus Christ cured him of his prostate cancer.
Well, there's cannabis. I understand that, but that's this marijuana thing and so forth. And I was wondering what he thought of it. But I also said, you know, you put it here. It's an herb. We all have receptors for it. So it's a natural thing to do. And I'm asking you to bless it. Now, I'm not going to worship this cannabis. I'm going to worship you. But I'd like to use this tool. And I just felt this relief. So I knew right then and there that was the answer.
Cross is open about his therapy. He has a website, cannabiscancerhealing.com. But he admits it's risky.
If you went and got your stuff in Colorado and then drove back, you'd have to come across Kansas and Oklahoma, my friend. And that's bringing what they consider a Schedule I narcotic across state lines. That's a federal offense. So, you know, it's a spooky thing. But it's amazing the doors that open when you're living right with the Lord.
Cross was prescribed painkillers at first, like Lee, and he was pretty disgusted with it. One state research center keenly interested in the potential of marijuana to impact opioid rates is the Arkansas Center for Health Improvement. Craig Wilson's a director there.
So there were a couple of publications in the New England Journal of Medicine that showed a loose association for states that had passed medical marijuana and reduced opioid use. They stated in their limitations that they were unable to look at an individual level to see whether or not opioid use had been reduced. We are actually the first state to be able to link these two data sets together to actually take a look at the individual level.
But Dr. Rick Smith, a psychiatrist and an architect of the state's AR Impact, the new interagency program to fight opioid abuse in the state, says marijuana is not medicine's answer to opioid addiction or even pain management.
Doesn't add anything, in my opinion, and it adds a destructive element in that people are, A, smoking it, and B, it's a step toward legalizing marijuana, recreational marijuana. And I think marijuana is a gateway drug.
As of the first of the month, almost 5,400 people have successfully registered with the state health department for legal medical marijuana when it becomes available. And that's not expected before 2019. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampasson, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.